Welcome inside this week's Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf and Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, I think we both expect some offensive fireworks this week from the Eagles and Broncos. The Broncos number one in scoring offense, number one in total yards. The Eagles, though, number one in yards per play. So they're just as efficient when they're not turning the ball over. But they did, of course, have those five turnovers last week. When you look at Michael Vick, any hesitation about putting him in your lineup this week?
Not really, not at all. And while I think Denver's defense is really good, even without Von Miller, I think Michael Vick and the Eagle offense is going to have to score to keep pace with Peyton Manning. I think that's pretty obvious with the way Peyton Manning is playing right now. However, Michael Vick, you know, take away the turnovers, he still had over 200 yards passing. He had a touchdown. He had 95 yards rushing. This is still a performance that you can live with from your fantasy team. And given how the Eagles are going to have to score to keep pace with Denver, I would love to have Michael Vick in my lineup this week. Whether you think the Eagles are going to win the game or lose, Michael Vick is a fantastic start, though.
Same thing for DeSean Jackson. A bit of a down week last week, although that's all relative. Obviously, you're starting him, but what are your expectations for him this week?
You know, DeSean Jackson had three catches for around 60 yards last week. That is a completely acceptable line from a guy who gave you a huge performance in weeks one and two. You know, occasionally, a big-time receiver is not going to come through. In week one, Calvin Johnson had like four catches for 30 yards. He had a couple touchdowns come off the board. AJ Green a couple weeks ago against Ike Taylor was held to some lower numbers. 3 for 62 was kind of a game that last year would have been considered a good game for DeSean Jackson. So the fact that this is his worst game of the year means I'm still pretty psyched about him.
All right, let's take a little trip around the league. No breaking news running back trades like last week when Trent Richardson was traded, but let's talk about those Browns. The comeback of Josh Gordon, a huge game in his first game back from suspension. Is he a reliable week-in, week-out starter now?
I don't know about reliable considering he's playing with Brian Hoyer, but I can't sit him right now. 19 targets, 10 receptions. He had a 22-yard run. He had a touchdown on a double move. This guy has number one receiver talent. We know about the off-field issues, and because of those, the Browns, if they actually want to trade Josh Gordon, might have problems doing it. But this guy, the way he performed, I can't think about sitting him. Given how guys like Roddy White, Dwayne Bowe, guys who were selected in the fourth and fifth rounds, third round maybe, are disappointing thus far, I just can't justify sitting Josh Gordon when he's already outscored these guys with just one game.
How about C.J. Spiller? A bit of a slow start for him, ranked very high entering the season. Mm-hmm. Are you worried about him?
Now, Spiller is absolutely crushing my fantasy teams as well. But, I mean, am I concerned? Yeah. But am I going to bail on the guy? No way. He's a guy who averaged about 6 yards a carry last year. I think the reports were that he got injured on his first carry against the Jets this week, tried to play through it, which is admirable, but it obviously affected his bottom line. Fred Jackson came in. He looked pretty good. So, am I concerned about C.J. Spiller? Yeah, a lot more than I was before the season. But this guy is way too talented, and he is their best shot at creating explosive plays. I just can't give up on him. I'm going to have to roll with him because if I'm trading C.J. Spiller, I don't really know what I'm going to get for him.
How about at quarterback, Colin Kaepernick? A bit of a slow start for him as well.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick, would you believe after what he did in week one, Bo, that Colin Kaepernick's last 2 weeks combined, he didn't score as many fantasy points as Brian Hoyer did in week three? That's pretty bad. The problem with the San Francisco 49ers, and I know Kaepernick has a lot to work on, it's that their receivers just can't get off press coverage. And Anquan Boldin had a huge game in week one, but he's not really a guy who can run downfield. And if you can jam him and throw him off his route, you can beat Anquan Boldin. And outside of Boldin, they have nobody reliable. The Vernon Davis injury was a crusher for Colin Kaepernick. But ultimately, his upside, as you saw in week one, way too high. He's another guy that if you're selling him low, I don't know what you're going to get for him. I'd be more inclined to buy Colin Kaepernick low.
Finally, the Atlanta Falcons looks like Steven Jackson's going to miss a little bit more time. Who would you rather have, Jaquizz Rodgers or Jason Snelling?
Well, Jaquizz Rodgers was the guy who I think was getting a lot of the waiver claims and a lot of the fab budget. But I said on Twitter last week that Jason Snelling, I thought, was a better proxy for what Steven Jackson did. He's a bigger back who can really protect and he can catch the football. I thought Jaquizz Rodgers might have played his best game in the NFL last week, but Jason Snelling was still involved. And the fact that Jason Snelling gets the goal line work, it actually makes me lean, Bo, to Jason Snelling over Jaquizz Rodgers.
Well, there you go. There you have it. Fantasy Spin with Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. The best guy out there. Follow him on Twitter at @FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM 87. Thanks for joining us.